Yankee Romeo Echo, listening.
Number Kilo Golf 4 Romeo Whiskey Echo, Kilo Delta 2 Bravo November Golf.
Yes, sir. You're my first contact on a new mobile installation I have managed to get installed during this lull in general life activities. How have you been? Over.
I've been good. Well, the alternative is cessation of life activities, and we don't want that. I'm somehow worried that things are moving too fast on that front as far as let's everyone get back to work.
I'm concerned also. I think once we start re-entering normal activity, if the numbers spike or accelerate in reporting, then it's all going to stop and end up a little bit more bird-nested and confused, if you know what I mean. Over.
Yeah, well, historically, the 1918 flu pandemic had a spike again right around the winter. Let's say, I don't know, when is winter? October or so. And that spike was supposedly worse than the original. But, you know, we'll see. This is not going to go away in a year or even a year and a half. So, you know, people are out of work. I don't know what to say about that. But the alternative may not be better.
I agree. I think we have more support mechanisms in place that it should allow sustenance for folks for the future going forward, I believe. But I don't know. This is another milestone that we'll learn from, I suppose.
Won't learn from it. I mean, if there was such a thing as worse than nothing, that's been so far our current response to it. But, you know, hopefully we'll learn, oh, gee, yes, this can actually happen. So next time, let's be ready for it. But, yeah, you know, on the bright side, the roads are empty, and I haven't seen $1.48 fuel prices. I haven't seen anything like that in 20 years.
Yes, sir, I believe you're correct. That's what I recall about 20 years ago, that fuel price being that way. And I don't know, there's some other introspective aspects of this event. You look at really what's important, and you know, it's time to reflect in these difficult times, and there'll be some positive come out of it. We just don't know yet, but at least that's the way I'm approaching everything. I'm reading history and things that I wouldn't normally do because I'd be busy running around chasing other things, but I think we're gonna be all right as a nation overall on the other side of it. KG4WRE.
K2BNG. Well, you know, affects me not at all because I've been social distancing and and all that for the past 2 years anyway. You know, I don't want to get within 6 feet of anyone.
Understand? Yeah, I kind of like my solitude as well. I mean, I like friends and family and whatnot. Large, congested crowds, I just don't care to get amongst it, like big concerts and things like that that I liked when I was a young man. But overall, I still see people out and about ignoring social distancing and even, you know, the recommendation of facial coverings when you're in close proximity of others. Seems like that's tossed to the wind. To me, it's just a good practice to be conservative about, you know, protecting others and maybe myself.
station trying to get in here, I thought. Other station, if you're there, this is Katie 2BNG, and, oh, I forgot his call sign already.
For CBG Mobile, I saw $1.19 a gallon at the bypass in Easley. Over.
$1.19, interesting. Yeah, I've seen probably, well, I've seen, the lowest I've seen is $1.45, $1.50. But, yeah, we were just, can you remember, I don't remember this within the past 20 years. You got to go back to the 1980s or maybe thereabouts for fuel prices, you know, what they are now.
Distinctly, I was stationed in Alaska, and for a brief period there, it must have been 99, 2000, somewhere in there, it, at least up in Alaska, it dipped below a dollar a gallon, but it was real brief, and then it went back up.
Let's see, Alaska's an oil producer, and I don't know what they have for refining capability. Strange, though, prices for everything else in Alaska are usually triple what they'd be elsewhere.
Hit the nail on the head. It was probably a function of being right there at the refineries.
Refining capacity, or is there just producing capacity? Well, yeah, I imagine there would be refining capacity. That would be the logical place to put it. I know, for example, foreign crude doesn't usually get refined at the point of production. You know, it comes into, like, I don't know, Galveston Harbor or something, or one of those places, and that's where all the refineries are.
Well, now that you mention it, I don't recall seeing a refinery, and I saw a lot of the state, but doesn't mean there isn't one. But a lot of oil produced over there.
Could be at least one small refinery. For, you know, the couple of 100,000 vehicles in the entire state, or maybe a couple, I don't know, a couple of thousand vehicles, but, you know, I imagine, though, they send it down to refineries, let's say, on the West Coast. Yeah, it's kind of funny the way the distribution channel works. You don't often have refineries near the point of production. At least that's not the case. Now, for domestic crude, I don't know. But, yeah, I've never been to Alaska. I couldn't tell you.
The thing I recall, I flew into, I think it was St. Croix. Must have been St. Croix. Huge refinery right there. And I guess part of it for them was a lot, that was basically their electricity. Came from burning petroleum. That's the only place I recall flying real close to a refinery.
That's... Now, let's see. Are power plants usually close to coal mines? I don't know. But in the case of oil, for some reason, that's not always the case. Refining capacity and production capacity, for some reason, are not in the same area. Are there coal mines near power plants? Or are there coal mines near steel mills? That I don't know. Seems like that would there would be.
Yeah, I think the problem they run into there is the transmission of the electricity that is produced, the cost that they would have to pay or that they would lose in the transmission probably overtakes placing one near the coal mine, but that's my guess, and I'm sticking to it. Listen, folks, just driving in to the house, 73, and I enjoyed the discussion. K4CBG, 73.
G. What? Sounds familiar. KD2BNG, and we'll talk to you later, 73s.